Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Real love isn't about grand gestures. It's about the perfect pairing. So get out of here with that puny rose and get down on one knee with a dozen Dunkin' Brownie Batter donuts with a decadent Coca Mocha signature latte to match. If you really want something special, sip on a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' Refresher with a sweet Cupid's Choice donut. Take an arrow straight to the taste buds because Dunkin's bringing the love this Valentine's Day. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You gotta understand something here. This music is the glue of the world. It holds it all together. Without this, life would be meaningless.
What are you getting so crazy about? It's just music.
Every year on Sound Opinions, we have our very own holiday elf, Andy Serzan, come by and play us the weirdest and best Christmas music around. This year is no different. I'm Jim DeRogatis of Vocalo.org.
And I'm Greg Cotta of the Chicago Tribune. Come with us on a journey to the fun, strange, and surreal underbelly of holiday music. This week on Sound Opinions.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and now it's time to enter the world of Andy Serzan.
Through one of the marvels of modern science, I am enabled this Christmas Day to speak to all my peoples, to men and women so cut off by the snows that only voices out of the air can reach them. I wish a happy Christmas. God bless you.
Oh, Christmas tree, in silver beauty glowing. Oh, futuristic Christmas tree, please tell us where you're going. Without her space you seem into,
your fingers pointing at the moon.
It looks as though you'll take off soon. Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, Christmas tree, Christmas tree, Christmas tree.
That is from the massive Christmas archive of our very own Sound Opinions' Kris Kringle. That would be Andy Serzan, who, by day, Andy, you are the Senior Vice President at Jam Productions, one of the leading independent concert promoters in North America. And then by night and weekends, you are on the hunt for Christmas music just like that, stuff you can hear practically nowhere else. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Thanks. It's great to be back. I'm very happy to be allowed to share this magical holiday moments with you guys.
People love this show, Andy. They look forward to it all year. We've been doing it approximately forever. You've been doing it 20 years, putting together what was initially cassette mixtape, but now it's 20 years just of the CD, right?
This is actually the 20th volume of the Holiday Obscura series, which is all new stuff I've collected in that last period of time between the last disc and this one coming out.
Started years ago, you making up this mix just for friends, basically. And then it was people that you worked with during the year, like the folks in R.E.M. or Pearl Jam, bands that you
Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder, right?
Trey Anastasio.
You can't buy this in stores. You had to be a friend of Andy. Since we've been doing the show here, you've come by and we put up the mix on the net and we share it with our listeners. So it's a real treat and we feel honored to have you here. Why don't we jump right in and play some weird Christmas music?
Okay, well, this first set I put together starts off with a tribute to a guy named Chris Dedrick, who is the mastermind behind the Free Design, the legendary sunshine pop band from the late 60s, passed away this year, and wrote some of the greatest original Christmas music you're ever going to hear. This intro segment is from a record that, believe it or not, they were hired by the U.S. Air Force, I believe, to produce for them in the late 60s. But he still got to do his unique styling and sound on it, and it kind of sets up the disc as well. It's the lead track on the disc. Chris wrote Close Your Mouth, It's Christmas. He wrote Shepherds and Wise Men, just some of the greatest original Christmas stuff. And at any rate, here is The Now Sound of Christmas by the Free Design.
This is a program for today's people, the now generation. We call it the Now Sound of Christmas. This is a contemporary look at Christmas and music and comment. That's the airman of note in the background under the direction of Chief Warrant Officer Bob Bunton. They're the official United States Air Force Dance Orchestra, and singing with them, special guest stars, the Free Design.
Hi, I'm Chris Dedrick with the Free Design. The rest of the Free Design are my sisters Sandy and Ellen and my brother Bruce, also our percussionist Bob. Rather than talk about Christmas, we like to sing about it. And so here's our message in songs.
Thank you.
Honey, snow bunny, look if you go. As long as there's snow, too much ski time, but what about me time? Scarf and glove time, but what about love and time? Oh, snow bunny, what can I do? Although I love you, you'll find no man unless he's a snowman would think it's nice to kiss a girl made of ice. Skiing isn't all that I desire. Come and sit here by the nice warm fire. Time to take your heart out of deep freeze. Snow bunny, please. Oh, don't let a little snow drift us so far. Melt your heart, melt your
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and we're in the midst of the 2010 Andy Surzan Christmas Spectacular.
Santa Claus has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit in every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space-age Santa, space-age Santa Claus. He'll loop tinsel round through the stars, light up Christmas trees all over Mars. He'll take the dark clouds out of the air and hang up fluffs of angel hair. He'll start a gift shop on the moon, set the moon for coming Christmas too. He'll stir up eggnog in the Milky Way to fill the dippers for the holiday. And swing a jaunty candy cane. The Gemini twins will whirl with joy when he makes the swan a wind-up toy. He'll show them how to add to all the fun and make it orbit round and round the sun. Oh, Santa Claus has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space-age Santa. Space-age Santa
Claus.
Wow. Now there's a sound that defies easy genre tags. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And this show is the only show all year that we turn over essentially to our dear friend Andy Serzan, our Christmas elf, who plays us weird and wonderful sounds that he's discovered for the holiday. Andy, tell us what we just heard.
Okay, well, we started off with the Free Design doing the Now Sound of Christmas off a promo-only LP that came out in, the late 60s. After that, we heard a bunch of 45s. It's important to note that 45s are the genre of choice for holiday music. Most of these people never probably got allowed to make an album, so they took their shot and that was it. They're all on really obscure little labels, which is a surefire sign when I'm looking for them. Mm-hmm. You know, the perfect setup is I find a song, I've never heard it, it's on a label I've never heard of, I've never heard of the artist.
This is going to be good.
That's what I'm buying.
Okay.
And then I get hundreds of those home and listen to them, and they're all terrible, but then there's one that's kind of...
Yeah,
and that,
one gem.
That moves forward. So then right after Now Sound of Christmas, we heard Snowflakes Part 1, just a classic holiday soul tune. After that, the swinger winter classic Snow Bunny by Magnus T. Cook. And then we played a track that we used to play back in the day all the time. We haven't played it in a number of years. Space Age Santa Claus by Patty Marie Joy. And that last thing was just an off-the-wall interpretation of Good King Wenceslas, just on how far you can take some of these songs.
What was that, a zither we were hearing at the end there?
Yeah, I think the guy had climbed inside the piano and was just like with a hammer or something. I'm not sure.
That was nuts.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Well, it is just a wealth of knowledge and music that Andy Serzan brings to our table every Christmas. And for those of you listeners out there who are interested in downloading this, you can go to christmas.soundopinions.org, and the latest Andy Serzan Christmas mix is yours. And I got to tell you, Jim, he never fails to blow our minds each year. Like, you think, okay, how much more stuff is there out there really? And Serzan always comes in here and just comes up with amazing stuff.
He's always got the goods. And, you know, you play this at your holiday party, and people are just going to think, you know, A, you're the coolest person in the universe, and B, maybe you need some help. But those things are fine as far as I'm concerned. Coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX, we're going to play more weird and wonderful Christmas music from our Christmas elf, Andy Serzan. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot, and we are doing our annual holiday spectacular with our friend Andy Serzan, vinyl collector unparalleled as far as I'm concerned, in the sense that you are out there 364 days a year, you take Christmas off, looking through those flea market, those yard sale, old dusty record shop bins to find the Christmas goods.
Yeah, if it was just Christmas music, it would be a lot more financially sound endeavor on my part. I walk out of there with so much stuff. The last year or two, I've been buying like tons of old blues and jazz stuff, which is where you really get crippled. But it's okay, you know. It keeps me occupied. I don't get off track like a lot of people in the music business can get, you know.
There are far worse vices, yes.
Yeah,
especially
I've got a problem, but it's not that big of a problem in retrospect.
Do you find that people are contacting you as a result of the increasing knowledge that you are doing this on an annual basis and say, hey, we've got a stash, you know, in our basement. Would you want to come take a look? Do you get calls like that, or are you pretty much independent?
It's really strange. This isn't like a really collectible thing, so to speak.
Yeah.
There's no gold bullion. There's not like you want to get an old blue 78. You're talking about, there's an organized network that's a lot of money involved, a lot of serious collecting going on. This is more low profile, not really in that collector area where you've got the old jazz stuff, the old blues, those kind of things, or weird psych rock stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's not in that whole wheelhouse, so it's very difficult to find because of that. Also, I won't buy online.
Old school, Andy Serzan.
Yeah.
What are we going to hear next, Andy?
Okay, this next set's got three songs from the CD, this year's CD, and again, that's downloadable here at the Sound Opinions website. It's free. You can even download the artwork. It starts off with a visit from our old friend Snokenstein, who, you know, winter, snow, elves, all sorts of holiday creatures are allowed to participate in the mix. And it's kind of a funny setup for three tracks in a row off the new CD. And without further ado, here's Snokenstein.
Permit me to introduce myself. I am Snokenstein.
Snokenstein?
Yes, the snow monster. Perhaps you have heard of me,
I've heard of the abominable snowman. Are you any relation?
My second cousin, but we don't speak to each other.
Why not?
He gave me the cold shoulder. He thought he could take over the world, but I will show him. I am taking over, starting right here. Thank you.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and we are in the midst of the 2010 Andy Surzan Christmas Spectacular.
Orion and Maya are seated on a rock on Earth, with CD2 standing by. The children are gathered around, asking questions excitedly.
And you mean you have your very own spacecraft?
Oh, of course. We are given our first module when we stand 4 Rogos high and have completed our training.
Wow! Maybe I could ask Dad for one for Christmas.
My brother Orion and I came to visit Earth was to hear more about your celebration of colored lights.
Celebration of colored lights?
I think my sister's talking about what you call Christmas.
Christmas time is here. Let's party all night long. Too long. Right now, Christmas is here and everywhere, everywhere. Some people waiting for tomorrow, some celebrating, some have left. I'm not waiting on no tomorrow. Let tomorrow speak for itself. Because now, Christmas is here and everywhere. Everywhere. I know the world is celebrating, baby, because it only comes once a year. And right now, Christmas is here, and everywhere, everywhere. Right now, Christmas is here, and everywhere. Everywhere, right now, Christmas is here.
Wow. Yowls and yodels from the Yule Vortex, Further Adventures in Holiday Obscura. That is the title Andy Surzan has given his 20th CD of great Christmas tunes. You can download it at christmas.soundopinions.org. Andy, tell us about that set we just heard.
Okay, well, we started off with Snokenstein. A little vignette, setup vignette, and after that, some holiday jazz, kind of funky jazz from Jimmy McGriff doing the Christmas song. That's the LP version. And then You Turn Me On and I Light Up by Jeanette Eden. That's a country holiday track. We heard then an excerpt from a ill-conceived Broadway musical, I believe, about alien kids who come to Earth and want to figure out what Christmas is all about. That tune's called Flying Machine for Christmas. That's the best I can describe it. It's just one of those weird records. And then we closed out with Jimmy McCracklin, a little soul explosion on the Christmas Time Part 1 A-side of a double 45. And then if you hadn't had enough of it, you flip it over, and guess what's on side 2?
Part 2.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll take that saxophone any day.
That's a great track. Classic.
Great stuff. We were jamming out to Jimmy McCracklin here at Sound Opinions. To get more information about this episode or to download this year's Christmas compilation, go to soundopinions.org. Next up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX, our final set of 2010 Christmas music from Andy Surzan.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. We are in the festive holiday spirit here. Greg Kot and me, Jim DeRogatis, with our friend Andy Surzan, a lover of obscure Christmas music. Andy, did you ever spend any time on the proverbial couch trying to figure out why Christmas is such an obsession with you? I mean, you're a jolly fellow, I know, but why Christmas?
Well, I think part of it came out of the idea that when I was a kid, I used to get totally amped all the time, and I started to get into diminishing returns as I got older, and I was like, oh, I missed something about this. What could it be? And because I work in the music industry and I love music, and I actually say that, even if I didn't work in the music business, I would love music, so it's not one of those cliches. So it became kind of a way for me to re-energize myself around the holiday and then ultimately re-energize my friends and hopefully others as well. That's why we... And you guys are in the same boat. That's why we put this out there for free download. I want to get this music in circulation so everyone can enjoy it. I'm happy to do the heavy lifting, and it's a privilege, I think.
We're honored to have you every year, Andy, consistently blowing our minds with this stuff. And I think one of the reasons that we appreciate it so much, you know, you're a veteran of the music industry. You are a senior vice president at Jam Productions, one of the leading concert promoters in North America. And you, of all people, are certainly well aware of the mountain of music that has been released in the name of Christmas over the last few decades. It seems to just bring out this just flood of, let's face it, crap for the most part. I mean, very little Christmas music that is released each year seems to stand the test of time. So it seems to me like part of this mission here is like, let's go a little deeper. There is cool stuff out there. We just aren't looking hard enough for it. I'm gonna be the guy for this job. It seems like in some ways that's been your mission.
It is. I couldn't put it better myself. I'm trying to counterbalance the next Kenny G Christmas comp, you know, any way I can do
Mannheim
it.
Mannheim Steamroller.
Right. All of them, line them up and just slap them. You know, that's why I'm looking at it.
Now, this is stuff that's more amateurish, but it's easier because of that to hear the heart and soul come out. Andy, what's the next set going to start with?
Okay, well, this starts off with a very obscure Hawaiian Christmas LP that I found, and it's about a guy called the Minnehuni Santa Claus. Mm. He's 2 feet tall, and he's got a beard that's about almost 2 feet long. It starts with this kind of little vignette about what his backstory is, and then it's the song that these guys wrote on a ukulele about him called the Minnehuni Santa. This track also moves through a number of tracks that are on this year's comp as well. I want to give a quick shout-out to Boss Hoss, especially for the track Snowflake, which is in the middle of this set, a Sax Philly kind of a soul track, just a monster, one of the finds of the year. And we can talk about what we played afterwards, but here's the legend of the Minnehuni Santa.
One warm Hawaiian night, many times ago, a keiki tossed and turned in his bed. His mother, the daughter of the king of Kauai, summoned a great kahuna as she was afraid for her son. The powerful kahuna consoled the woman and began many incantations. Far above in the mountains, a place where it rains, called Mount Waialiali, lived the little people of Kauai, called the Minnehuni. They were annoyed by the kahuna's noise-making and soon sent an emissary to Wailua, where the pounding originated. As all-powerful as they were, the sickness timed them. Suddenly, down from the inner recesses of the mountain came the Old One, the ancient white-bearded Minnehuni, who was the supreme ruler of the little people. The Minnehunis lifted their faces and in the heavens perceived a bright new star. Its light was all-powerful. Pray to the star, the white-bearded leader commanded.
Minnehuni Santa, Minnehuni Santa, with a big old fool, bringing Christmas presents in his red canoe. Minnehuni Santa, Minnehuni Santa, under the coconut tree, weaving hats for Keiki and for you and me. I know you only work at night building Christmas toys, with many little people helping bringing Christmas joy. Minnehuni Santa, Minnehuni Santa, bring me a flower lace, so I can give the one I love a kiss on Christmas Day. From way up high the mountain top, you're seen just once a year, while all the little cakey green men eastern star appear. Minnehuni Santa, Minnehuni Santa, bring me a flower lace, so I can give the one I love a kiss on Christmas Day.
Hidden behind the trees. Now we've offered a brood of
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and we're in the midst of the 2010 Andy Surzan Christmas Spectacular.
Christmas is a drag without you, baby. I ain't got nothing but time. Since you've been gone, I've been all alone. Baby, can't you see that I'm lonely, lonely without you, baby? Especially at a Christmas time. To keep myself from running away and leaving my mind behind, I keep myself working all day long, putting in overtime.
lonely, lonely without you, baby. Especially at a Christmas time. It was the night before Christmas, but all through the house the night a preacher was staring, not even a mile. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that my baby would soon be there. It was the night before Christmas, and I'm still alone. Baby, baby, won't you please come home? Lonely, lonely without you, baby. Especially at a Christmas time. I'll go, Joe.
It's Christmas time again. Time to hand out all those little packages. But you know, this year, why, I'm one of the happiest men in the world. Yes, this year, I have something to give my family that's worth more than $1 million of any man's money. Yes, this year I'm gonna give love. And that's what they should have in the world today, is a little more love. Why, if there's more love in the world today, we wouldn't have all the troubles and sorrows, especially on Christ's birthday. Yes, this year, when my family wakes up and comes downstairs, the first thing they're going to see is me. And I'm going to be right under that Christmas tree. And if they can't see the love that I have in my heart, then there's something wrong. That's why we wrote this song, just for you. And we'd like to dedicate this song to each and every one of you and wish you a very Merry Christmas and God bless you.
Delivering the presents.
We'd better get in the sleigh.
That one's from Australia.
Oh, my, my, my. It is getting late, and we have a lot of surprises to deliver all over the world. You know, I guess we'll have to say goodbye to you now. Did you enjoy Santa's surprise party? You did? Well, we're glad you came.
Here's the sleigh, Santa.
Good, good. Well, we'll jump right in, and away we go. Goodbye. Merry Christmas. Goodbye.
Volume 20 of the Andy Surzan Christmas Mix has been put to bed. Great stuff, Andy. What did we just hear?
Santa Claus, that's the signal. It's time to get moving here. Well, actually, I'll start at the beginning. The Legend of the Minnehuni Santa kicked things off. And folks, if you do download the CD, listen very carefully to that one. It is about as out there as it gets.
Instant classic.
I believe so. After that, we heard Dasher by Harvey June Van and then Boss Hoss Find of Snowflake by J.J. Barnes, one of the great holiday soul tunes I've ever heard in my life. After that, some bratty garage rock from Jimmy Jones and the Versatiles, Christmas is a Drag. Right before the outro, we heard Christmas Time Again by Walter Crybaby Stone. And that's a song that features pedal steel that never quite hits any of the notes, which is one of the most annoying things you've ever. But the great thing about that song is Walter's decided that he is going to give his children himself for Christmas. And on Christmas morning when they come down, he's under the tree. No presents, no nothing. It's just him down there. That's it for this year. I have nothing left to give. And thanks for inviting me back.
It was a heck of a gift, Andy.
It was great stuff, Andy. Thank you so much. For our listeners who want to continue the celebration, go to christmas.soundopinions.org, where you can download the entire Christmas collection from Andy Surzan this year. Next week on the show, we are going to shift gears. We're going to do a classic album dissection. We're going to look at Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life.
Greg, we have some thank yous, as always, to say on the way out. If our team was described in terms of old-fashioned, cliched Christmas carols, our intern Julia Mullen-Gordon would be Hark, the Herald Angels Sing. Our producer, Robin Lynn, would be Santa Baby. Our other producer, Jason Saldana, who speaks Latin, would be Adeste Fidelis. And our fearless leader, our executive producer, Tori Southside Malatia, all he wants for Christmas is his two front teeth.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
New messages.
Hey, Jim and Greg. This is Mike from Ithaca, New York. I wanted to comment on a news item you mentioned in your Turkey Shoot show about changes to the online music retailer eMusic, and I wanted to give you a personal perspective on this. I've been an eMusic subscriber since mid-2005, and I have been a huge fan of the service. Been a bit of an evangelist for them. I love their focus on indie music, their editorial content, their recommendations, and their amazing prices. I convinced a whole bunch of my friends to switch to the service, and it had been good until last month. In November, they added Universal to their catalog. Now, adding songs is generally a good thing, but in order to appease the Universal people, they had to totally change their service. First, they raised their prices by about 25%. Next, they introduced variable pricing, which totally threw their old download model out the window. And third, they no longer let you re-download music that you'd previously purchased for free. The big problem, though, was the loss of Merge, Beggars Group, and Domino Records from their catalog. Now, these were the home of the bread-and-butter indie artists that had put eMusic on the map. Like, I just filled out their top 10 eMusic albums of 2010 poll that was online. 7 of my top 10 are no longer there. Arcade Fire, gone. Superchunk, gone. New Pornographers, gone. I don't understand what made them think that turning themselves into a second-rate ersatz iTunes clone would be a good thing. Needless to say, they lost my membership. You guys, however, have not. Keep up the great work, guys.
Hank in Wake Forest, North Carolina. I'm listening to your guys' show, and once again, you're proving how hypocritical you are. You're gushing over Kanye and CeeLo and talking about how Kanye so brilliantly rips off people and puts in the clips in his music. And a few months ago, both of you trashed Muse for a 2-second bit where they sound a little like Queen. Why split these states when they can be only one? And must we do as we're told? Must we do as we're told? I can't believe you guys. You know, Muse is one of the best progressive bands today, and yet you guys just gush over this crap that, you know, is so common and just because it's popular. You're hypocrites. Bye-bye.
My name is Carol, 62-year-old avid listener from the Chicago area. I really, really enjoy Will I Am and the Black Eyed Peas. If Fergie is full of herself and disappearing, I'm sorry that they're that they're going through all this, but I think that the Black Eyed Peas will recover without Fergie, and Fergie will fade away. Thank you. Bye-bye.
A-L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S, yeah. G-L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S, we fly in first class.
Hey, Jim and Greg, this is Scott in Louisville, Kentucky. Love the show. I listen to it all the time when I'm out in the garage in the evenings. I was listening to the James Murphy interview, and I was crawling under my truck at the exact moment that you mentioned that he looks more like a mechanic than a rock star. It occurred to me, I resemble that remark, I think. What does a mechanic look like? Anyway, I really enjoyed the interview other than the bash of mechanics. Just kidding. Keep up the good work. Later.
No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.
Real love isn't about grand gestures. It's about the perfect pairing. So get out of here with that puny rose and get down on one knee with a dozen Dunkin' Brownie Batter donuts with a decadent Coca Mocha signature latte to match. If you really want something special, sip on a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' Refresher with a sweet Cupid's Choice donut. Take an arrow straight to the taste buds because Dunkin's bringing the love this Valentine's Day. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.